Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's Bushmeat.
Yummy! I hope you sleep good, Dad. I heard on the radio that...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome. My name is Mina, and in today's episode, we're talking to Mr. Chavunga Lungu, acting CEO of the Zambia Tourism Agency. We'll be talking about the benefits of wildlife to tourism in Zambia. As always, we have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Mr. Lungu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It feels great to be on your show.
My first question, obviously, is could you run us through what your day-to-day activities are like at the Zambia Tourism Agency?
So Chavunga Lungu is the acting chief executive officer of the Zambia Tourism Agency. The Zambia Tourism Agency is a statutory body under the Ministry of Tourism responsible for marketing Destination Zambia as a preferred destination to both the international and domestic tourists, as well as regulating the practice of tourism and hospitality industry. We actually register tourism enterprises. Day-to-day activities or a day in the life of Mr. Chavunga is waking up very early in the morning and preparing for the day, which involves ensuring that I deliver on the mandate expectations of the institution. So it involves checking colleagues, ensuring that the plans that we have as an institute are put in place as far as marketing Destination Zambia is concerned, including regulation of the tourism industry.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And of what significance is the tourism industry to the Zambian economy?
The tourism industry is very significant to the economy. You might be aware that the New Dawn government actually declared the tourism sector as a key priority economic sector as far as economic recovery and growth is concerned. So it is expected that the tourism is supposed to contribute greatly to job creation and also contribute significantly to the GDP of the country. So it's a very important sector as far as economic activity is concerned. It creates jobs, creates businesses also along the value chain.
Okay. I'm sure you agree that our tourism sector is a heavily wildlife-centered. Could you tell us some of the important species people travel to Zambia to see?
Yeah, so the tourism sector is heavily wildlife. I should be quick to mention here that we have other products apart from wildlife. But since we're talking about wildlife, wildlife is a major part of product attraction for Zambia. Zambia is endowed with the big five, so that is your lion, your leopard, your buffalo, your elephant, and your rhino, which is an endangered species you find in the Mossi Oktunia National Park. Zambia also has some animals which are really endemic to Zambia, such as the shorebill, the bird, the black lechwe, and also the thornycroft giraffe, which is found in the South Luangwa National Park. So because of its peculiarity and also the abundance of wildlife, travelers come, international travelers especially, to come to this region to come and see that which they can only find in Zambia. If they can still find it in the region, they come to Zambia because, like I've already mentioned, you find these species in abundance. If you go to the big national parks that we have such as the Lower Zambezi, the South Ubangwa National Park and the Kafue National Park, as well as coming to witness some of the occurrences that only happen in Zambia, such as the bat migration, the world's largest bat migration, which happened in the Kasanka National Park in the October, and the wildebeest migration, which happened in the Liuwa Plains in the Liuwa National Park in the Western Province.
You've unpacked quite a lot there, sir.
It is a lot. There's a lot that the country has to offer from a wildlife point of view.
Thank you, Mr. Lungu. We'll now go on a quick break, and when we get back, we'll be talking about some of the threats Zambia's wildlife is facing.
You can't put a price on life. Illegal bushmeat may be easy to obtain, but you can pay the ultimate price with a prison sentence or worse still, illness or fatality. Look for the Trusted Buffalo, our symbol of trusted quality Zambian game meat. Buy legal. This is not a game. Visit www.thisisnotagame.info for a full list of retailers near you. This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome back. We're still talking to Mr. Lungu from the Zambian Tourism Agency about the benefits of wildlife to tourism in Zambia. Historically, Mr. Lungu, tourism and safaris have been seen as a white thing. How is the ZTA changing this narrative?
Yes, I'm glad you're saying historically. Our friends coming from the West world have appreciated coming to fight sea wildlife. And also, our colleagues have even invested in this business in the safari parks. ZTA is addressing that by encouraging domestic travel. So we are promoting local and domestic tourism to ensure that our locals and indigenous Zambians can actually appreciate what nature has to offer, and the importance of this nature, and as a result, be prompted to travel domestic. And so you will see a lot of messaging from the Zambia Tourism Agency talking about the fact that you can take domestic holidays, and we showcase a lot of information around the places that you could visit. It might not necessarily be national parks, but some of these parks or zoos that are in the vicinity where people can go and appreciate the animals, and then they can be given information about the fact that these are animals that you could find in the national park.
Okay, that's very, very insightful. And what are some of the threats Zambian wildlife populations are facing at the moment?
The threats that include encroachment. This is communities going into places where they're not supposed to, near the wildlife, and also poaching, which has been happening over the years. These are some of the threats and dangers to wildlife, because they may end up depleting these natural resources, and we may not be in a position later to market Zambia as a unique destination because of abundant wildlife. So human threats are very prominent, and those are some of the dangers that we have.
Okay. And in conclusion, obviously you have a few things to say. What would you like to emphasize to the public, especially with regards to taking ownership of wildlife and domestic tourism?
Yeah, I think what I wish to stress to the public and those that are listening to me right now is the fact that these are natural resources that are God-given. They are abundant right now. If we do not take care of them, we might find ourselves having to explain to the generation that comes after us how a lion or a leopard or a zebra look like by drawing it or giving them a picture. We do not want to go to that state. Let's take care of them. They assist with bringing in forex, and also they assist with making Zambia a destination that we can market with confidence, knowing fully well that we are advantaged compared to others in the region who may not have the wildlife that we are enjoying currently.
Again, Mr. Lungu, thank you so much for coming on board today.
Thank you so much. It was a great thing with the audience. Go.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that in 2021, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and Conservation Lower Zambezi established the first all-female community scout unit in Zambia? The team of female rangers patrols the Lower Zambezi National Park and the surrounding game management areas. They are the first line of defense against illegal wildlife activities in Lower Zambezi.
This is not a game.
We visited Peza Foods and talked to the director, Julius Luwaya, and this is what he had to say about his legal gaming business.
We are found at plot 09 at the Mnali, just at the roundabout, opposite the Mnali bus stop. And as a business, we've been in operation for 5 months now, and we stock the following species, that is guillemot. We do have black leechway, impala, kudu, and warthog, and we have plans of stocking some other species as we go on. Our prices are fair in that they start from as low as 50 kwacha, going up depending on the amount of meat that you want. And we are urging customers or people in general to just buy from us in that, one, we are conveniently located at a space which you can easily access, whether it is public transport or private. And the meat that we also supply is sustainable in the sense that it is sourced in a way that supports communities. And also the people who are involved in the value chain of supplying this meat to us do it using papers. They have papers. So there isn't anything illegal in the process. So you are protected. Even you as a consumer, you are protected. And then apart from that, we don't want to risk your health. That's why when we are getting our meat, we ensure that we get from legal suppliers who are registered with the authorities, so that at the end of the day, everyone involved is protected legally and also as far as their health is concerned. Thank you.
Boss, what do you have for me today?
Dala, impala ya silap, but kuli chimu ya ina. Elo iwa, maimbeka munga buffalo. Elo ndimo wa customer ni 200 chabi.
Dala, won't they know it's aina?
Awe, boss, they never know. Swazi, bushmeat ni same.
Good plan, eh?
Ni good plan.
Yeah.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
The Zambia Carnival Program has documented the first recorded dispersal of wild dogs from the Luangwa Valley into Mozambique and back into Zambia's Lower Zambezi National Park. In March 2022, the Zambian Carnival Program released the following exciting announcement. In April, we documented the first recorded dispersal of wild dogs from the Luangwa Valley into Mozambique. Several females from the Luangwa's Luamfwa Park dispersed early in the rains, and after several months in southern Luangwa Valley, within 42 kilometers of Lower Zambezi National Park, took an abrupt trip south into Mozambique. The dispersing group then returned and is now in Lower Zambezi. This is the first documentation of dispersal between the Luangwa and Mid Zambezi Valleys and the National Park to our knowledge. While the Luangwa Valley still retains connectivity throughout, there were numerous human-impacted landscapes to cover on their transboundary journey. This reaffirms the need to support what the amazing natural resource management stakeholders in Zambia are doing with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to protect Zambia's wildlife legacy landscape. Poachers contribute to zoonotic disease outbreak. Here's why you should be concerned. Mwevantu, a Zambian online media agency, has reported that about 60% of all known human infectious diseases are zoonotic and transfer from host animals to human through direct contact with wildlife or through consumption of infected wildlife products like bushmeat. Without the human factor, often poachers and illegal bushmeat traders, many zoonotic disease outbreaks in humans are preventable. Poachers illegally hunt in national parks, game management areas, and private game farms. As a result, they are always fearful of being spotted by someone or being caught by village scouts or wildlife police officers. They have to do their business in a hurry, ignoring safety measures. Tracking, capturing, handling, sometimes basic butchering and transporting of the carcass involves contact with potentially infected meat. Butchering is obviously a high risk of bloodborne pathogens. Poachers are the first contact of wildlife-associated zoonotic diseases, as they mostly butcher the animals in the most inhumane manner, exposing themselves to infectious agents, says Dr. Jackson Katampi, who is senior veterinary officer at the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Once they return to their communities, they become carriers and might transmit the pathogens to susceptible members.
This is not a game.
Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Mr. Chavunga Lungu, acting CEO of the Zambia Tourism Agency, on the benefits of wildlife to Zambia's tourism. Our takeaways from today's interview are: the tourism industry is a major growing sector and wildlife plays a key role in facilitating its growth. Zambia Tourism Agency has partnered with the government and private sectors to enhance the marketing aspect in the tourism industry.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game, and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's bushmeat.
Yummy! I hope it's legal, Dad. I heard on the radio that...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.